Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today, I wanted to talk to you about whether or not negativity attracts narcissists. This is something that many people don't realize, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. Now, to preface this discussion, let's be clear that this is not about never being negative or the so-called toxic positivity mentality. Humans are complex, and sometimes being authentic is not being positive. Sometimes how you feel is negative. Sometimes things happen that suck. Sometimes things happen that hurt. Sometimes things happen that are unfair. We shouldn't wallow in these things, of course, but expressing your genuine, authentic feelings is important, and sometimes they're not positive. That's okay. However, it's important to remember that sometimes the people or the situations that this expressed negativity attracts should be regarded with caution. Narcissists often use strong emotions as a way to get in with people very quickly. For example, we usually think of flying monkeys as being the people who attack others on behalf of the narcissist due to the narcissist's manipulation or lies. Many people don't realize that narcissists may actually attempt to become your flying monkey in order to create the appearance of intimacy or to ingratiate themselves to you. This is what they would want and appreciate, so many of them will actually attempt to engage in the same behavior in order to start or perpetuate a relationship. They may even attack another person, speak out about something on your behalf, or take some other action, even though you didn't ask them to do that and you actually don't want them to. When someone does not understand healthy boundaries or they're in a very vulnerable state, as most people are when they're having a negative experience, they might not see this behavior for what it is, which is an enormous violation of boundaries. The pathologically narcissistic person does not understand true intimacy. They don't understand interpersonal bonding. Their attempts at bonding usually look like boundary violations, enmeshment, commiseration, and mimicry. To this end, if you say you don't like something or somebody, they may attempt to, quote, bond over that by joining in the negativity regarding that thing or that person. If you say you are hurt or sad, they may attempt to, quote, bond over that by comforting or commiserating with you. This creates the appearance of intimacy and through subtle but very important virtue signaling usually encourages the other person who may already be in an excited or upset emotional state to share more and therefore builds trust faster. If someone doesn't like what I don't like, or if they hurt the same way that I do, they must be like me. At the very least, they're not like the person or the thing that I don't like because they don't like it either, so they must be okay. By creating the appearance of sharing, the narcissist is creating the appearance of intimacy. This is very important in building trust in relationships and using strong negative feelings like pain, grief, injustice, or betrayal as an opening is one of the fastest ways to do that. In much the same way that many narcissists will violate boundaries to create the appearance of intimacy by sharing too much too quickly about their own lives, they will also often lean into other people who are vulnerable enough to be doing that as well. The virtue signaling achieved here is also very important. By agreeing or commiserating with the negativity, the narcissist is saying, "I'm not like that. I also disagree with that thing or that person. Therefore, you should think that I'm good by comparison to that thing or that person." This is the reflection of themselves that they're looking for from the other person, and of course, it's usually exactly what they get. "Oh, you think guys who ask for inappropriate pictures of you are lame and gross? I think those guys are lame and gross too. Here's a bunch of other stuff I also think bad about them." The unspoken message being given here is, "I'm not like that. By comparison, I'm better." "Oh, you think girls who just date guys for their money are awful? Well, I think they're awful too. And here's a bunch of other things I also think that are negative about this type of person." Once again, the unspoken message is, "I'm not like that. By comparison, I'm better." Now, of course, lots of people agree with those things and lots of people really aren't like that. But the narcissist is not being sincere. They may not even be being honest. They're simply using something a person feels strongly about to make themselves look better and to find a way in. It's usually not through something positive. It can be, but it seems that they are able to relate much better through negativity, and that's probably no surprise. There is no real way to come out better in comparison when the discussion is about something positive, and narcissists are chronically unhappy people anyway. Many people realize, upon looking back over the reality, that their relationship with the narcissist seemed to revolve almost solely around negative topics or situations. They also often notice that the narcissist's conversations or attempts to bond with other people are the same. It isn't always like that, but many times it is. This doesn't just happen in situations where a narcissist is trying to create new relationships or perpetuate existing ones either. It also happens in situations where the narcissist doesn't even know the other person or the people and isn't even really interested in getting to know them. We might see it on social media, for example, where a stranger's negativity has hit too close to home and the narcissist feels attacked or called out by it, so they feel the need to defend or distance themselves from the negative judgment or the negative label without somehow admitting that they identify with what has been said. Some narcissists achieve this by arguing or contradicting the negativity, but others achieve this by joining in the negativity, thereby proving to themselves and anyone else that this does not apply to them. When you are part of the group that is against something bad, you're not bad. How could you be? It's just another way to get supply. The criticism or the negativity triggered them, so they attempt to control the other person's perceived opinion of them by asserting that they're against that same thing too, and this corrects the negativity they're feeling toward themselves. It really is all about them. The way to protect yourself here is to be careful of what you share and who you share it with. Pay attention to the people who seem to be attracted by negativity you might express and how they react. It's important to be authentic and to speak your truth, but it's also important to pay attention to who is listening. I hope that clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and through Skype for international clients. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the book an appointment tab to do that. I run a few workshops and clinics throughout the month and yearly. So if you're interested in seeing what we have running right now, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by betterhelp.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.